It's time for Operation Freedom with your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker, linked to Main Freedom Bunker in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor. We're here for you every Sunday afternoon. But it doesn't start and stop on Sundays with 2 to 5. We are available 24-7 at davejanda.com with extra shows, content, guests, analysis, archives to all of our shows. The single most effective way to get our content, which is heavily suppressed on you name the social media platform, is through davejanda.com. We're always there for you. We actually, Nick and the IT team arranged a great news ticker that goes throughout the day 24/7 of the news that you need to know that you're not going to hear about on the bought off lamestream fake media. In addition, we have our content. And our content, we have the public side, but we also have the subscription facing side, which is content I cannot discuss on the radio or on any social media platform. It's information that puts you months, years ahead of the globalist constructed curve that ends in a brick wall with the shattering of your freedoms, your liberties, your future, and in some cases, your life. We were months ahead of the COVID issue, whether it's from the bioweapon that our government helped create, to the effectiveness of early treatment, to the fallacy of the government protocols that Fauci came up with remdesivir, which was killing people, to the bioweapon-laced jab. We gave people a heads up before the jab was even released. We're here to help. But if you don't take advantage of what we do, in particular on the subscription side, you're being your own worst enemy. Please join us. Join our freedom family. It's the single best gift you can give to yourself. Today, in my mind, is an auspicious day. There was a significant events that occurred internationally this morning that we're on the precipice of peace negotiations starting in Turkey tomorrow. I believe it will lead to a significant escalation of war. My next guest is someone who's a very dear friend, and he's also a retired major general. We have a number of military personnel who come on our platform. And it's interesting, every single one of them have something in common. They all promote peace. In fact, if it were not for Major General Paul Vallely, I believe during the Obama administration and efforts that he led in the Middle East, Obama was pushing for war, in particular based in Syria. I believe Major General Paul Vallely, with his efforts, with his negotiating skills, prevented that war. I think we're going to need him again, like now, because what happened today in Russia and the attack on four of their bases and a nuclear submarine base on the precipice of peace negotiations, needless to say, these peace negotiations are going to go nowhere fast, and we're going to see huge escalation. If anyone thinks Putin's going to sit back and let everything happen and just not do anything, after they tried to shoot him down in his helicopter last week with drones, and now this, I think you're sorely mistaken. But we'll get the pro side of this, and that pro is Major General Paul Vallely. For those of you not familiar with General Vallely, he retired from the United States Army as Deputy Commanding General of the U.S. Army in the Pacific. He graduated from the United States Military Academy at West Point and was commissioned in the Army, serving a distinguished career of 32 years. He is a graduate of the Infantry School, the Ranger and Airborne Schools, the Jumpmaster School, the Command and General Staff School, and the Industrial College of the Armed Forces, and the Army War College. General Vallely, after retirement, established a fantastic information-based site, Stand Up America US. Don't forget the US. StandUpAmericaUS.org. He is also a very prolific writer. His books, Invisible Treason in America, Beyond Treason, Dismantling of America, and now The Golden Era, are classics that you need to get. And you can get those books on his website, StandUpAmericaUS.org. It's my privilege, pleasure, and honor to reintroduce Major General Paul Vallely. Paul, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Dave, and happy Sunday.
Yeah, well, Dave's not having a very happy Sunday. But Paul, you know, maybe, I don't know, talk me down on this, but you know, I don't think it was a coincidence that we had that warmonger, that neocon warmonger, Lindsey Graham, over in Kiev. By the way, this was his ninth trip to Kiev since Hurricane Helene hit the Carolinas. He has yet to visit the western part of North Carolina, even though he's from South Carolina. Still, it's in his, quote, area, if you will, part of the country. He's been to Ukraine, though, nine times since Helene hit, zero to western North Carolina. He was over there yesterday spouting off, in particular, he was spouting off about how they were going to institute, we're going to institute through the United States, massive new sanctions, anything but peace. He was talking about hitting Putin hard and the like. And then today, this morning, we had the attacks. Again, it was scheduled that peace negotiations were going to start in Turkey tomorrow. Needless to say, they're undoubtedly going to be put on hold, if not canceled outright. Paul, I don't find the coincidence or the coincidence that he was doing this and what happened today to just be, oh, one in a million. I think it was one out of one. I think they're trying to undermine the peace process that President Trump is trying to initiate. Am I off?
No, you're exactly right. Why didn't he go to Moscow and talk to them as well? But Lindsey Graham, you never know what the hell he's going to do. But, yeah, you're going to see a ramp up now from Russia because, as you mentioned, they sent in drones to attack Putin in the Kursk region a few days ago. And then, of course, the attacks on the bomber bases inside of Russia. This is very serious. Trump is trying to promote peace. But Zelensky and Starmer and Macron and Meltz from Germany, all they want to do is advance the war, give more equipment to the Ukrainians. More Ukrainians are going to be killed, of course, and more Russians as well. It's suicide. It's crazy. And Trump, basically, it's not his war, as he said. It's not our war. But yet we put over $350 billion in there. Much of it has been confiscated by the oligarchs and Zelensky and his family as well. So, this is, it's incredible that nobody, and Dave, notice on Fox News or Newsmax or any or U.S. media, they never have a Russian on there explaining their side of things. Never. They shut all the Russians out.
And, Paul, they don't even have you on there. Paul, they don't even have you on there talking about some semblance of sanity.
There is none.
Right. So, Paul, this attack, right? You got all these people huffing and puffing about, oh, this shows how great the Ukrainian military is and their operations. Paul, please educate me. But Dave believes, based on information I've gotten from some sources in D.C., that these drones were actually controlled by NATO that carried out the attacks, were controlled by NATO satellite communication channels that Ukraine doesn't have the capabilities or the operations or logistics capabilities to pull this off on their own. Is my information off?
Yeah, same information I'm getting, Dave. That's true. And you notice there's very little ground operations by the Ukrainian armed forces. It's all drone activity right now. And I'm sure Trump and his generals are trying to figure out what to do next. But I forecast in the next 24 hours, Putin is going to really ramp this thing up big time.
So, Paul, you know these guys. You've gone eye to eye, nose to nose with these guys, right? I mean, as I said in your introduction, not an overstatement, if it was not your efforts with your negotiating skills in Syria when Obama was trying to start a war, you and your abilities and you discussing and sitting down nose to nose, face to face, eye to eye with the Russians prevented it. You know these guys. Paul, what do they do next? What kind of attack are they going to come in with? Because people are saying, oh, Putin's decimated. He's not going to do anything, blah, blah, blah. Paul, I beg to differ with those people.
I think the Russian generals and the staff for Putin are probably going to look at taking down Kiev next, the capital. They've been reluctant to do that. They've done outside of Kiev. But I would say they're going to go after some strategic government targets now, because it's not on the ground anymore for the Ukrainians. In fact, the Ukrainians are still trying to draft and grab young men off the streets. That's how bad it is, to put them into uniform in the armed forces. They don't have a fighting force on the ground that can win anything right now. And so it's all going to be this advanced technology drones that are being operated by NATO forces with U.S. Personnel involved. Putin knows this. So it's going to be interesting to see what their next move is.
All right. So, Paul, here's a concern. Last week, they tried to kill Putin with a swarm of drones operated supposedly by Ukraine. We all know who was operating. Again, NATO. And Russia fended off the attack. Putin didn't get hit. Putin lived. It was an assassination attempt on Putin. Putin then came back and started hitting harder targets in Ukraine. President Right. Trump came out and said, I don't know what's wrong with Putin. He's acting crazy. I don't know. And yeah. somebody said to him, a reporter said, as much as I dislike reporters, a reporter said, President Trump, Ukraine, and who else was ever involved, tried to kill President Putin in his helicopter with a drone swarm. And President Trump, I saw it live. So if somebody explained, I say, come on, he didn't say. I saw it live, Paul. And President Trump looked at the reporter and goes, I didn't know that. He goes, what? He goes, they tried to kill him? Yeah. Now, Paul, it's one of two things here, and both are very concerning. One is that President Trump, even though you and I knew it many days ago, before this reporter said this to him, either he is so cordoned off and insulated that he didn't know that, or two, he did know about it and was making aspersions about Putin, and I don't know, that's going to undermine the peace process when he knew that NATO was involved along with Ukraine in trying to kill him. Paul, what was all that about?
Dave, there's a third reason. You named two. There's a third reason, which is the truth. He has no one on his national security staff or in the Pentagon advising him on the Russian side of things. Not one. He's got Kellogg, and Kellogg is pro-Ukraine for sure, siding with the Europeans. But I'm telling you, it's the third reason. He does not have one. He needs my intel guy, Mike Maloof, to be his advisor. Michael, I've sent over to Russia twice in the last 6 months. He can tell you what's going on. He's in touch. But Michael Maloof, he's former DOD. Trump needs to hire Michael tomorrow, because Michael understands what's happening on the other side, on the Russian side. Now, the other question I raised in an interview 2 days ago, what is the ambassador in Moscow saying?
Yeah. Right,
we have probably a brigadier over there who's responsible for the intelligence operations. He feeds his information to the Defense Intelligence Agency DIA that works then with the CIA. Then all sends reports up to Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard doesn't have the right information and advice. You see what I mean? If you don't have somebody that understands why Russia's doing what they're doing and reporting the Russian side of things. And then you have neocons like Gerald Keane that you see on television all the time. He's mm-hmm. totally in bed with the neocons of promoting this war further on the side of the Ukrainians. So I'm telling you, unless you get the Russian side of things to the people, the decision makers, you're never going to understand. Trump needs to have someone like that at his side in regards to Russia-Ukraine. He has nobody right now.
So going back to this morning's attack, the White House came out and said, the Trump administration had no idea this was going to happen. Do you believe that?
I don't know.
I don't know who's
briefing him every morning in the intel reports. He gets on his desk every morning at 8:30.
Well, he might not
have known. He's not getting the feed. He's not getting the right feed from our intelligence operators.
But somebody, I'm not saying, maybe he didn't know, but somebody in the administration knew. Because if this was a NATO operation, Paul, we know that those clowns in the CIA were involved in this. We know that, right?
Well, I don't know. I'm telling you, they just don't know, Dave. It's a matter of not wanting to do it yet. They just don't know because they have no one on the inside in Russia that's feeding the intel side from the Russian side. So that's why Trump's not getting the information. I don't think it's by design necessarily, even though we're all so pro-Ukraine and dumping billions into their pockets. But Trump needs to make sure, as I said, he needs to get the right guy, and that right guy is Mike Maloof.
Well, and you know, an easy starter for him, because it's going to take a couple hours for Mike to get in there, it would be Mr. President, if you're listening, just go look at Twitter, just or X or whatever you want to call it. There's all the reports coming from the ground in Russia. You want to know what's going on, and your people aren't telling you, right? I mean, it's a start. It's a start.
Do you see any reporters at the Russian bases that are being attacked now by the drones? Five different Russian bases with their bombers are being attacked and have been attacked in the last 24 hours. Do you see one reporter from the West, from the United States, from Newsmax, from Fox, that's in that region reporting what's going on the Russian side? Not one. It's all on the Ukrainian side and Europe.
But wait till there's a retaliatory strike, Paul. Oh, it's going to be, right? It's going to be 24/7 about this came out of nowhere. Putin and Russia are just doing this, right? That they weren't provoked.
Yep, exactly. I always want a man on the ground. That's why I always took a colonel from Lebanon with me when I went into the Middle East. And I'll just say his name is Mike also. But I always took Mike with me because he always was a sounding board dude telling me what was coming from the Arab mouths in the Middle East, whether it be Syria, Iraq, Kurdistan, Turkey, or whatever. Mike always had the ear to the other side. Trump doesn't have that ear.
So let's assume that President Trump just locked Susie Wiles in her office, who's blocking him from getting information, and he's listening to us.
I don't think she is, Dave. Oh, I don't think she's blocking anything. The information's not there. You have to have the information there first before you can block it.
Yeah. Well,
does that make sense?
Could well be. I can tell you on the jab front, she's the one blocking information coming in. That might
be
different.
I don't think
she blocks
anything from Trump. That's not her way to do business. I don't believe that.
Yeah. What would you tell President Trump if he was listening to us speaking right now about this situation?
Hire Mike Maloof. Get a guy that understands, or an intel source that understands Russia, who's been there, who communicates with the Russians.
Should he get on the horn and contact Putin directly?
He can't get on. He's on television all the time. You need to get him on your program. You could get him on today if you could. But you talk to Mike, he'll tell you exactly what's going on. As I said, he's been over there twice in the last 6 months. They're not hurting economically. The sanctions are a bunch of BS. If you put all the sanctions you want on Russia, it won't make any difference. Because they'll do, as a major country in the world, economic power. They'll get anything they want from the Indians, from the Chinese, or whatever. So this crap about sanctions is a waste of time. And Putin knows it. She knows it. Terrorists will work on China. So we don't need to do that in the sense of not trying to work with Russia a little closer. CIA is so anti-Russia all the way back to World War II. They still have those people in there. I mean, it's unbelievable. And I know some of them. I can give you some names. So it's not like Susie's blocking anything. She's completely open with Trump on everything. That's the way they'd operate. But she does not have the intel come to her that's correct. Because there's no one there.
But if we know this, Paul, and he's looking at world events that are
happening. It doesn't do any good if we know it. doesn't do a damn bit of good if you and I know it. I've been talking about this for weeks. It doesn't. They don't listen to me.
But that's
they would listen to me if they hired me, or if they hired Mike to be there. Mike ought to be briefing Trump tomorrow morning. He lives in that area. He lives outside of D.C.
So who's the person in the Trump administration that's blocking you and Mike from getting there?
I'm not saying anybody's blocking us. They probably don't even know we exist. I don't know. I have no idea. They should.
They know you exist.
Well, they do, but they never call me. Doesn't do me any good, or doesn't do any good if they don't call me. I mean, I've done so much for Trump in the past with the America First, the theme. I gave him Operation Sinaloa to take down the cartels. I gave him the plan to redo the Pentagon and then our military. So they are, and they have listened a lot. They've read my books, but nothing when it comes to the Russian situation.
Well,
yep.
It's a huge mistake that they're not.
It is what it is.
That's right. It jeopardizes every person in the world. It jeopardizes every person in the world.
Well, I'll go back. What the hell's the ambassador doing? What was the ambassador in Moscow feeding Trump? She's a Biden appointee. I think she's still there, Tracy. I can't remember her name, full name. And they usually have a brigadier there that's in charge of the operations there that works for DIA. Like we have a colonel or a major in every embassy, we have a military officer. And that's their job, is to send intelligence information back. I don't know who it is in the Moscow embassy.
How bad does this get? How bad does this get, Paul?
Well, as bad as Putin wants it to get. And if the Europeans, UK, France, and Germany keep pushing. I mean, this German guy wants to put a plant in Ukraine to build drones. This guy's an idiot. Putin could target that right away and take it out. He wants to put a manufacturing plant for drones into the Ukraine. These guys are crazy in Europe. I'm telling you, the only sane ones are Meloni, and she says, I'm not sending any troops to Ukraine from Italy. She's like, no, I'm not doing that. Orban and Hungary, they're the only ones that have any type of common sense.
And we also got some crazies here. Lindsey Graham, you know, who's running around Kiev with Blumenthal, those two senators. Yesterday they were talking about massive new sanctions package. As you mentioned, sanctions don't work. That doesn't stop these guys. They want to seize $300 billion in frozen Russian assets. They want to use Ukraine's militaries for arms to be built in Ukraine against Russia. And they want a 500% tariff on China if it backs Putin. Paul, that's going to get us World War III. That's a recipe for World War III.
That's a recipe for war. Exactly, Dave. Exactly. Sensibility.
And Lindsey Graham was out there yesterday saying not only that, but he said, and it's for certain that we're going to get all this done because we have 82 senators back in Washington that are backing this.
I'm telling you, there's no one on the Russian intel side telling what's going on. That's where the void is. That's where the vacuum is. And there's no indication it's going to change.
Well, that's a recipe
for disaster. So Trump won't get the proper side of things. You know, if you go to war, you got to look at both sides of the equation. You look at your side, your capability. You look at the enemy side, their capability. And you try to come up with tactics and strategy to win. That's what I learned from the MacArthurs, the Pattons, the Eisenhowers.
My dad who served in World War II and served over in Europe used to say about General Patton, he knew about his enemy more than his enemy knew about themselves.
Absolutely.
Paul, in our final 30 seconds, educate our listeners in how they can follow General Paul Vallely 24/7.
Yeah, please go to our website. We've been around over 20 years. We have great credibility on our teams and what we produce in terms of books, articles, interviews, StandUpAmericaUS.org.